Yes, sir.
We here on the Red Couch with Burn. Welcome to the Red Couch with Burn. You are here on this wonderful couch. Mm-hmm. And I have a lovely guest with me today. And a lovely guest today is Javon Bubbles.
Holler, what's up, y'all?
Y'all know y'all like when she say, it's Bubbles, bitch.
It's Bubbles, bitch.
I'm saying, you know the last time you was here, the first thing that I said was Bubbles, and then you come with that damn shirt on, man. Like, God damn, I'm saying.
Yeah.
What do guys say your most beautiful asset is on your body?
My personality.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know what? I would say the same thing, too. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
You thought it was going to be something nasty, didn't you?
I'm just saying. I'm not a nasty guy, but I'm just saying I think that Bubbles has a great, great, great personality, man. So what you been up to?
Yeah, I've been working on a lot of different things. You know, I have a showcase in Secaucus, New Jersey, mm-hmm. that I host monthly. Dope independent artists. You got to check them. They're going to be on my page. Mm-hmm. You know, it's brought to you by Phoenix Entertainment, Rashid Goins Management Group, and they do JS Radio, which is a international and, you know, national broadband.
Okay.
So they get their music played overseas. They get their mm-hmm. music played in America, mm-hmm. in different states. And, you know, it's just really dope. And we've been getting people from, like, Ohio coming to perform, people and like freaking Atlanta, and wow. they're dope AF. Like, some of them are definitely the next.
I seen you throwing a lot of showcases, and I seen you yeah. doing some showcases in different states and different yeah, yeah. parts of New York. And mm-hmm. it's a lot of artists yeah. that's coming up right now. It's a lot of artists that's coming up in this music industry. What is it that you have to do to get a deal? Or, like, are you trying to get a deal? Or, like, what do you have to do as an artist? What do you have to do?
I mean, shoot, if I knew, I'd have a deal myself. But
no,
it's
I'm
like,
just saying, what do you...
You don't even really... It's 2022 now. Like, music has definitely shifted. Mm-hmm. It's definitely changed. Like, you don't even need a deal to mm-hmm. to be on and popping and make money as an artist. You mm-hmm. just got to know who your fan base is. You got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a little bit of money to put some things behind it. Because mm-hmm. marketing should be... you know, more than the videos, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to get it out there.
So you need more people that know you. You need videos.
Exposure.
Mm-hmm. You need to be on Instagram. You need to pay for those sponsors. You need a lot of things that...
Yeah, you need to get the whole package done. Like, it's you have to get a checklist and start checking them suckers off.
It's a lot of damn money involved when it comes to trying to make it in this music industry. I'm not going to lie, man. It's a lot of... You know what it seems like right now? It seems like in order to get on,
yeah,
you gotta be like in some type of gang. This is what it looks like. Mm-hmm, I'm just saying mm-hmm. it's what it looks like. Unless
right,
you just
right.
like so nice, like a J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, or me. I'm just saying, or you, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, unless you're just so nice, it seems like that's what it is. And also the drill rap is making it seem that way too. Like,
okay, well, drill rap is gang music. Let's just call it what it is.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So that question kind of goes hand in hand. Basically, the drug dealers are the gangbangers. They make money illegally. It's tax free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's under the table. It's consistent because they're making money based on people's desires and mm-hmm. temptations, and that's always a lucrative business. You mm-hmm. know, ask the devil himself, right? So,
facts, right?
You feel me? So they're gonna have all this dispensable money to push behind the marketing, like we were just talking about, the videos. Even if it's not the best videos, it's consistent videos, and they can bring it out all the time. They have their whole people to come out there, because also going to like big like showcases like Hot 97, 105, mm-hmm. blah blah blah. They bring all those people out with them, like their whole squad, because it's like a
right.
it's like a
so everybody is getting paid basically.
Basically, but it's also like even if they're
everybody's
not getting paid,
eating.
They're getting paid with exposure because like
okay.
they're you know or whatever. But those showcases, they judge you on that as well. So you can be the dopest artist in there and have one person come and support you.
Okay.
Those people are gonna look at the people that have the crowd.
And that's it.
You know, and they can be corny
and whoever,
as hell.
Whoever's bringing the... Facts.
Because...
The person who's bringing the crowd is the one who's putting the money in the pockets.
Music business.
That's some bullshit.
Music business. So find a way to make your business music. You feel
me? Well, you know what's crazy? A lot of artists complain about having to sell tickets. And I always tell them, but listen, let me tell you something. If Jay-Z wants to perform at the Barclays, he has to sell tickets.
Okay, he's Jay-Z, though.
Know what I'm just saying?
No.
Everybody has to sell tickets.
I'm going to let you finish the statement because that's just not even a comparison.
No, I'm just going to, it doesn't matter. In order to perform, you have to be able to bring out a crowd, which means you have to sell tickets.
Well, is it their show or is it a showcase? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see, but you know it's a difference.
Because these showcase events are supposed to be there for you to actually showcase your talent and get to the next level and maybe use it as a practice stage to get some of your kinks out.
Okay.
Because performing in front of people is not easy. But yes, if you're doing the bigger ones, like the Hot 97s, then yeah. But I'm sure that most people are like probably nervous that they don't have enough people to sell the tickets or that would support them. Because what were we talking about earlier? What were we talking about earlier, right before we pressed the play button?
People that is related to you support you less than the people that that you basically meet later on in life.
Yeah, the strangers.
It's crazy. Strangers support you more.
Exactly.
Than the people that you grew up with. Why is it like that? That shit is so crazy, man.
I think it's because they've seen all your crazy. They seen all your your damage moments or your like you know slip ups, and
so
that's all
like,
they
you
see.
You ain't shit anyway. I already done seen your bullshit.
Right,
that's
it's been unveiled.
Bull. That is crazy. That's not right.
You know, and it's like they can't. They don't let you change.
Mm-mm.
They don't see the changes in you. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
down there? Do you have any questions?
You got any questions? Throw
what
those
do you
questions
think about?
Up.
Do you guys think that you get more support from strangers than you do with your relatives, your friends, or any of those people? Like, let me
drop something in the comments and let us know,
please,
who you get more support from. Because
and you can be in any field, doesn't matter.
But
if
do
it's
you
music.
Think do you think it's a cultural thing though? Like,
I think you know what? That's a good question because I know America is like that for sure.
Okay,
but you know, if you go to the Hindu shops. Or like the Chinese food shop down the street, the whole family's there. Mm-hmm. But then, are they really bigging each other up, or are they kind of sticking you in a, sticking you in a? This is our family business. You must do this. You must not have dreams of your own. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You must keep the dream alive for the whole family.
Right.
You know?
It's
so
nothing,
is that fair
you can't
too?
Do nothing but what your family says for you to do. Then that's like sticking together with your family. I see what you're saying. So the freedom that we're allowed to have as Americans makes us not stick together. Because we're free to do whatever we want to do. So he's like,
I mean,
you know
I'm
what?
Not saying that, but that's
I don't even
want to
help you. I want to do what I want
to
do.
Or you're trying to do what I'm doing. I can't help you. Because in the black community, we definitely do that. We definitely don't, like, help each other as much as, like, you know, the other cultures do. So whatever that is. Hold on.
Crazy.
I got a question. All true, but then here come family when you finally get on. That's true.
Right.
DJ Wadi, like, absolutely.
Right.
They always trying
See,
to, when you got
the
money
crazy,
flowing,
that,
your name is popping,
part.
All of a sudden, your phone doesn't stop ringing.
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit. What you think, Burn?
It's just sad. It's sad that when you get on, you it's literally you're trying to, like, I think I might have been saying something about this today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, like, on Facebook, I was saying, like, a lot of people say, take that post down.
Right.
But those are the same people that will share somebody else's post that's more ratchet than your post.
Yeah.
Like, and that other person's getting the traction, that other person is getting the views, and you sitting here like, oh my God, like, what?
First of all, fuck those people.
Right.
Like, excuse my language. I hope we can curse on this motherfucking thing.
Yeah, we can.
We curse on this motherfucking thing on the IG thing. But
yeah,
fuck
nah,
that.
We can.
Because those people literally, they're like, they're literally holding back your shine. And it's like, that means, like, you're letting their opinions keep you from knowing what you know what you gotta do. You know? And it's like, to be honest, like, we were also talking about this before we pressed the play button, you know, exposing yourself and expressing yourself creatively, you know, on just your own merit, like, that's scary shit, you know? So when people, like, invite themselves and their opinions in your creative thoughts and processes, you start
without putting, you even knowing.
Right, you start putting pins and needles in it, and then now the whole shit deflated, when it could have been something absolutely magically amazing, or one not. Time. But either way, that's still a learning lesson, because now you're like, damn, I shouldn't have put that post up. Damn, you know, bam. Facts,
but
and you now know you how really
they say,
know.
So is this true? They say all publicity, whether negative or positive, is good publicity.
I believe so, but I only want the good shit.
I believe so, but I only want the good shit. Because now, sometimes when a negative shit happens, that could backfire on you, and then next thing you know, you all messed up.
Ratchet, but more relevant. Right, that makes sense. That makes sense, Gotti.
Right.
It might be a ratchet trend, and we already know is more followers than leaders. Yeah. That's a fact.
Right. That's a fact. At this point, I would definitely say...
Yeah, God, you want point with this.
I would definitely say, yeah. Right now, at this moment, the fake is real.
The fake is real. This is the fakest, realest industry I've ever known.
They got Clubhouse now, and if you go on Clubhouse, I don't know what's going on that app, but I will tell you that it's terrible. It's like, I don't know. It's
what
like
you mean
everybody...
It's terrible? What happened?
So on Clubhouse, they got different characters. I didn't even want to go on this topic on this show, because I know I got a whole nother segment with somebody else to go on it with.
Just touch a little bit, tiny bit.
Basically, Clubhouse, you know that app, Clubhouse, where they have a whole bunch of people in group discussions just talking. So us as black people,
right,
we decided to use it as entrepreneurs, and some of us, or I don't even want to put myself in that shit and say us.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of people that's already big in the music industry right now that go on there and they talk about whatever, just random conversations.
Right.
And it's like they basically clout chase and diss each other and just invite each other to fights. SMD all day. That's what it is on Clubhouse. That's what it is. It's like, it's terrible.
So you don't think it's actually used for what it was intended to be used for?
For the most part, the person that's on top of the ratchet argument has... That's the person that's benefiting off of what it is intended to be used for.
Okay.
But anybody else that's a part of it is like, you just
well,
helping
that's
that
going
person
back
out.
To that's going back to Gotti right now, basically saying that they're more relevant, and that's another success thing, or that's another thing you need to be successful is being relevant and having people wanting to talk about you.
That's talent.
I hate to say it, is not really a requirement anymore.
Let me tell you something. That brings
you
me into
me?
My
like
boy.
Like Snoop Dogg was saying on the Shade Room, I think it was that. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. You could continue saying what you were saying, because we going into the same thing. So anyway, what I'm saying is basically saying, when you look at your boy Yeezy, when you look at your boy Kanye West, right?
Yeah.
And what he's experiencing right now. Kanye West has been trying to tell us for a long time that he's realer than most. I love Kanye.
Yeah, I'm a fan. His music's okay. And he's crazy, but I love it.
Oh, so you think he's crazy?
I think we're all crazy.
I don't think Kanye is crazy.
I think
and
we're
you,
all
you mean
crazy.
All geniuses.
They're a little eccentric. How about that? He's eccentric.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. I never actually spoke to him longer than a 3-minute conversation, so I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to say all creative people, or all creatives, people like you and I.
Creative geniuses
are geniuses.
Yeah.
I'm going to say all of us, we all have this thing in us where we could do multiple things at one time, and we could go here and go there and talk about this and talk about that and have multiple talents and all that other stuff.
Same. Guess there was another subway stabbing.
No.
You hear the police.
Boom.
There we go.
It's over. And you know what's crazy? I hate when I have that window open when I'm doing my show.
Oh, well.
It kills me.
It's New York City, though, right?
Yeah, but it's Brooklyn. We downtown.
What is Gotti saying?
Gotti said, it's all in what rooms you join. It's hella useful, and that gets people out there. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day... It is right. If you join rooms that are educational, you're going to get some education. If you join a spiritual room, you're going to get some spiritual. If you join a book reading room, that's what you're going to get. So it's different types of things. But for the most part, I notice in our community, in the hip-hop community, there's this thing going on where they are G-checking each other and checking to see who is a rat or not.
Who's a what?
A rat or not. A snitch.
Narkies? Oh, see, now we're trying. That's not what the clubhouse was supposed to be.
I don't know what that shit is, but that's so what they're
doing. Do we give Clubhouse a thumbs up or a thumbs down or a thumbs middle?
I don't know. Let us know in the comments if you watch the video. What do you think about? Do you like Clubhouse?
What do you think about Clubhouse? Let us know. Ask us the questions.
Somebody said, LOL, facts. Yeah, no, Clubhouse is crazy, man. Clubhouse is crazy. But that brings me into Kanye, and Kanye was telling us about how the industry wouldn't let him in.
The fashion or the music?
Both. Because now when you watch the documentary, and it's crazy because I see, when I watch the documentary and I see my homie Carlene sitting at the table and I'm like,
that's dope.
I'm like, but I didn't know that that was her job. I didn't know. So that was just had me looking at the documentary like, wow. But it shows already that people were turning Kanye away.
Yes, Trent said he can get a feature. We'll talk about that in the DMs.
It shows already that people were turning Kanye away. It was turning them away. They kept, you know, basically putting him in a light as a beat maker.
Yeah, that's true. That's true because he was a beat maker in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Actually, for a lot of the rappers that we love today, I can't think of them on the tip of my tongue because I think they were relevant.
Most
back
Def, Quali, all these
there
people. But here's the thing, though. He was saying that.
And then they
he
did
made beats
him
for himself, though.
Right, and they always said he shouldn't do it. He should just stick to the beat maker.
Right.
And then who changed it?
I think he did. I think he.
He just kept fighting for it.
Right, he kept fighting for it, and I think Dame
just
finally.
Like his Yeezys.
Facts, and that's the whole thing, and that's why I said Kanye is a genius because they kept telling him he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it, and now he is on top of the world. The man is a billionaire. But then here's where everybody's saying that he's crazy.
What?
That's probably why you think he's crazy.
What?
Because of what he does on the internet. Now, you saw what Kanye did with Kim recently. So, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Kim filed for a divorce a short while ago. I think it was in 2020, right?
Yeah.
And Kanye was like, hell no, I don't want to get divorced. Okay, we ain't dealing with that. And then Kim was like, nah, all right, whatever. And then from what I'm hearing, a lot of people were saying that Kanye started dealing with somebody else. I don't know.
Like cheating on Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Or that Kim was cheating on him?
That's what I said. But a lot of people are saying that Kanye was dealing with Julia Fox or some other chick before.
That looks just like him, by the way.
Whatever. Anyway. I don't know.
Same features, but it's okay.
I don't know.
That's another topic.
Right, but I'm just saying, though.
Ali geniuses. Oh, all geniuses are crazy, yes.
Right.
That's true.
Kanye, I don't know if he was cheating first, but I know that Kim is dealing with Pete Davidson right now. And which he calls
what
himself.
Do y'all think about that? What? Pete Davidson. Right.
Pete Davidson looks raw to me.
I love Pete Davidson.
He looks like raw chicken.
I think he's adorable. I think he's cute. I met him in person.
Pete Davidson looks like raw chicken, folks.
Raw chicken. Oh my God, that's so offensive.
He does. I'm just saying.
Well, don't all white people
look
like,
saying, nah,
look like chicken?
No, they don't. No. This show is sponsored by
chicken.
Yo, wow.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
It's funny because I asked my daughter, I was like, yo, she asked me, she's like, Daddy, what color is your skin? I said, you know. She said, brown. Then I said, what color is that person's skin?
Oh, my God, what she said?
She said it looked like chicken.
Oh, my God.
And that was a while ago. That's so wrong.
But she's only four, so
I had to teach her not to do that. I had to teach her not to be that way. That's so wrong.
Everybody's equal.
Everybody's equal. We a shade away from being looking like each other.
Raw chicken, LOL. Oh, I love Gotti.
But at the end of the day,
I'm gonna send
you
a free t-shirt.
At the end of the day, you know, Kim Kardashian has dealt with how many divorces has she had? Do you know? I think it's about three. I think it's three.
Because she was only married twice, I think.
Twice, okay.
Yeah, and then she had
Kanye had how boyfriends. Many divorces?
One,
which is
Kim.
Which is Kim.
Because he's an eccentric person. He's a difficult person to be with.
Okay.
Let's be honest. He has
You quirks. Ain't got all the answers. You ain't got all the answers.
can you imagine you trying to win an argument?
You can't tell me.
Can we use freaking all purpose seasoning? Like, can we use Lowry over the like Lowry. That's all I wanted to know. And we now we go crazy.
You gotta argue, yeah.
For so 20 days.
I don't know, man.
No,
I've
dated a Gemini before, and my brother's a Gemini. Mm-hmm. Very.
There's some crying ass.
I don't know about crying, but definitely one of these. Mm-hmm. One of these. Like, and you can't win arguments with them.
That's
they're pokies.
True.
But I love them because they're creative geniuses. Like,
that's true. That's
they
true.
Really are. And that's then once true. Like they lock down and lock in, it's a wrap. Like,
that's true.
Clearly,
that's
we
true.
See what happens, but it's just like that quirky eccentricness. Or all genius, like all of us saying, including Gotti, mm-hmm. is difficult because they have their ways. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And they know they're right. Right?
That's a goddamn shame.
They know they're right.
We love you, Kanye.
We love you.
And you know, at the end of the day, I think Kanye, like I said, Kanye is a genius. And I really think that I'm so happy that he is the billionaire that he is. And you know what? He shows a lot of love. I've seen a lot of people that I know personally, like, in the club with him and people, like, taking selfies with him and all of that. And I'm like, yo, like, this is crazy.
You know
Kanye
what,
is allowing you to
do
it.
We have a K-Pierre 850 said you have to be crazy to think out the box. Right?
Do you?
I mean, well, because what?
Because you could be drunk and think out the box, too. Like you could be high and think
out
the box.
You know what? But being drunk.
You can smoke mad weed and you be thinking out the box like a motherfucker. You be thinking like, oh, shit. Because when you high,
you're not wrong.
When you high, that's when you come up with the shit that you be like, wow. Like, like, who was, like, somebody. Because, you know, the other day I had burnt me a little something. And I was thinking like, yo, how the hell did somebody come up with crushed ice? Like, somebody was like, you know what? I don't even like.
See, that's crazy.
The ice, when it's big, let me just crush this motherfucker and make it smaller. You know what I'm saying? You just start
like,
going down a rabbit hole of
that?
Thoughts. Right. Somebody that was obviously smoking some weed.
Some
it was
weed
like, you know, I wonder what it's like if I make this smaller.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, Kanye was putting out a whole bunch of tweets and a whole bunch of things on Instagram. Basically, what people would classify or say that he was harassing Kim. He was like, yo, Kim, I want you back. Just basically just begging and pleading for Kim. And basically saying like, yo, you look at this dude. Like, how are you going to deal with somebody like that?
Well.
So that's what he was doing. He kept putting those things out there like that. And they were saying that, oh, he was harassing Kim. And he's harassing Skeet. Pete Davidson. But he was calling him Skeet on Instagram. So... You know, I just, you know, a lot of people commented on Kanye's post and they were saying, put the phone down. But in my mind, I'm like, yo, they have a public relationship.
Okay.
Their relationship is public.
Okay.
Meet the Kardashians. That shit is like, it's on TV. So, what?
I think what they're more saying is so that he can stop embarrassing himself.
Yeah, but.
Because, like, she doesn't want to be with him anymore. Hmm. I've had to deal with somebody like that. And it's like, no matter what you do, you
they
try to
going.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, I'm not going to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
No love lost, but no love here. You know, like, let's move. Like trying to break it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't get it. Change numbers, keep coming, like, emails, change, like all this stuff, trying to do all avenues, like, by being that super persistent.
That's 'cause you put it on them.
Like that being
that's
super
really
persistent
happened.
Is gonna make you change your mind. In fact, it makes you think stalker life. Okay, like what's happening? Like back up. Like, or even if you know, it's like it's not gonna happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen later, but not if you
mm-hmm.
act crazy like that. So Kanye is very. He's not. He's
adamant.
Neurotic.
He wants his chick back.
He's neurotic, and he.
Yes, very true.
You know, yeah. And he loves. He loves his. Family, you know.
So that's the thing. So that's what he's saying. Kanye keeps saying, "I love my family. I love my family.
His family
I want my
have
family
to go
back.
Anywhere.
I want my family back." Kanye bought the house next door.
Mm-mm.
He bought the house next door, and he addressed that in the song with the game. Easy, I think that's the name of the song. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But he addressed that in the song, like, yo, what you think I bought the house next door for? Like, yo, that's what I make all this money for. Like, yo, this is what co-parenting is supposed to be.
I'm gonna drop the kids off while I go on my date with Pete. So thank you.
Oh, you see, you hear this, boss?
Come on, because
you gonna drop the kids off while you go on a date with Raw Chicken. You're not gonna be going nowhere with Pete.
See,
okay?
That's crazy. That's not co-parenting. You ain't going. Now we see his true colors. We got a crazy ass thing over here.
No. But at the end of the day, no. You know what it is? It's because we as fans, we look at things different. You know what I'm saying? And as a fan of Kanye, it's like I sympathize with him so much. I don't want him to go through what he's going through. But in all actuality, in all reality, if you want to say the truth, he doesn't deserve what he's being put through. Kim doesn't deserve what she's being put through. And Pete doesn't deserve what he's being put through. But at the end of the day, only you can put yourself through it.
What is he saying?
Somebody wants to be on the video, but we're not going to do that. Where's Bubbles is from and what she mixed with. Somebody want to know where you from and what you mix with.
Okay, what's her name?
Oh.
Do you know?
That was DJ Gaudy.
Oh, Gaudy. I am from upstate New York in New Jersey is where I grew up.
She was going to say the Philippines.
And you see them eyes and shit. Black, white, Indian, Portuguese, Cajun, some Asian, a whole bunch of other stuff. I am the United Nations of everything.
Okay. So you got the answer to that. Just in case you was thinking about having any kids. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. He's coming. Let's start thinking about what you going to have. And shit, nigga, like, my baby going to be. Because why are you asking that?
My baby going to have chinky eyes like Bubbles.
Why are you asking that? Like, what is the purpose of you asking? Somebody said, I'm not a fan of West. Why are you not a fan of Kanye West? Kanye West is a genius, bro.
So tell us why you're not a fan of West. Why not?
Kanye West is a genius. Let me explain something to you about Kanye West.
Can you still be a genius and still not be liked?
Yes, of course.
You know? So now you don't...
So watch this. And this is a crazy thing because I always had a thing for like why people never liked South Park, the show.
Yeah.
South Park, the show, is very funny. You know,
I dibble and dabble in it.
I was thinking you wouldn't like South Park.
No, there's some episodes who are hilarious as fuck. But then there's some
just
that's
because
really
you're Aquarius. I'm always stereotyping Aquarius.
All the time, Leo.
Right, but other than that, you know you're my favorites and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about going back to one. I don't know if I can find one.
Aquarius.
But I'm just saying. South Park, if you watch them, it's kind of like you got to put on your genius hat to understand that. That type of satire, you know what I'm saying? That political satire that South Park has. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you watch it and you don't understand it, you would think like, oh my God, they're making fun of Jesus. Oh my God, they're making fun of Obama. But watch it and you'll see that it's really something so genius about it that you have to catch on to understand that it's a thought-provoking show.
It is.
And there's always a message behind what they do.
And look at the creator. Right. Like that's kind of how they even think. Even have conversations with them, or even listen to some of their interviews.
Yeah,
you know, it's they use reality or people's
reality.
Or people's insecurities about reality to kind
people's
of
insecurities about reality
to kind of literally like bring out the truth or make you think about your decisions and what you and just your ideas about things. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get that. What are they saying?
Nate from upstate.
What up, Nate from upstate?
Yo, but...
Holler.
You know what I was just thinking about? Because we was talking about that slandering and you know, Kanye. I don't think he's slandering, but you know who else recently won a big lawsuit? A $3.8 million lawsuit.
Ooh, yes.
Cardi B just won a $3.8 million lawsuit. From
Tasha K.
She sued Tasha K.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys don't know who Tasha K is, Tasha K is a gossip personality or an internet personality or a YouTube personality YouTuber, and they really, really, really
Thank you, baby.
Lost really big.
I love you.
Right? Mm-hmm. She really lost big.
Yeah, she did.
And
she deserved it, though. I'm sorry.
If you watch how Tasha K was slandering, and it was slander. Like, when you get to the point where you're saying that somebody has a disease, she said that the baby, she talked about the baby, said that the baby is going to be born, I forgot what she said, but like the baby is going to be born basically retarded. Like, yeah.
What?
Like, yo, she said that.
Cardi B ain't stab her or shake her in the parking lot.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing.
Like, stop playing games.
But Cardi B was coming at her like, yo, we grown adults. We shouldn't be honest like that. Cardi B is grown up now. You know what I'm saying? She is a grown up. I give her props.
And she has to protect her what family. She got. And she got babies now, you know? She a grown ASS woman. Right. You know, and she's not in the Bronx no more, right?
Right, she's not there.
But she deserves it. Tasha K, what are you doing, Chica? Like, why would you do that?
She was
what did Cardi B do to you?
And then
now you're trying to be a broke ass Wendy Williams?
Come on. But you know what's crazy? What made it even worse is right before the court case was ending, or right before everything even, you know, ended, Tasha K gets online before she even lost. She gets online and she starts saying, you know what? I don't even care what my lawyer says. You know what? Everything that I'm saying is true. But guess what? In the court documents, Tasha K admits that she was lying about all the stuff that she was saying about Cardi B.
Yeah, she got lost in the sauce.
She was doing it for the hits and the views.
She was doing it for the gram.
She was doing it for the hits and the views.
That's ridiculous.
Dead ass wrong.
But now, what's her net worth? Her net worth is only $1.5 million, Tasha K's.
Oh,
get
damn.
That.
She about to go on the minus.
$1.5. And she owes Cardi B $3.8 million.
But news.
$3.8 million. That bitch is in bankrupt.
The news came out today.
Well, for some likes and views.
Tasha K came out today, said she ain't got it like that. That what she said.
She said she ain't got it like that.
Lucky it ain't 50 Cent. 50 Cent will be asking for his money every day, because you know a lot of people owe him, right?
Woo! Don't borrow money from 50 Cent.
Now listen, and you know what else? What else is happening in the news?
50.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we all woke up to something that hurt us all.
What?
And it was Rihanna's pregnancy.
I mean, it didn't hurt me. Congratulations, bitch. You look happy. You look happy. I'm ecstatic for you. ASAP looked like he treats you right. Looks like he kissed the belly. He rubbed the belly. He gives you little foot massages and back massages and tells you how beautiful and amazing and on fashion point trend you are.
Right.
Congratulations.
I think Rihanna, I had one of my shows before, I had said, where's Rihanna? I was like, yo, where did she go? Like, you know, she's a billionaire too.
Yeah, but she was also focusing on her Fenty line.
Right.
Makeup and clothing.
She's a billionaire, and that takes a lot of energy. And she's a billionaire off of that.
Let's give her a round of applause. Black young billionaires.
I didn't like how some people was making fun of Rocky, saying like, oh, you know, like, he's a downgrade.
I don't think so.
Like, are you crazy?
They
was like, yo, why would she deal with somebody that's like that? Like, why wouldn't she get another billionaire or somebody that's closer to her salary or whatever?
How about get the person that's going to love you the right way.
Exactly. Get the person
that's going to love you the right way.
It's
not all about the money. The money's nice.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to.
And smoke your weed.
Definitely something out there in the water, man. But I know that
questions?
We were so mad.
What's that?
Nah, they saying salute. Somebody said that they're a fan of you all day. I'm going to read it to you when I see it.
Okay, because I can't see from over
here. I'm looking at them as they're going along.
Cool, cool.
So you already know I see the Bubbles fans. I greatly appreciate you. We on the red couch.
Make sure you follow.
Boom, boom, boom. We
follow
on the red couch with Burn. And we got Bubbles, Javon_Bubbles on Instagram.
And tell them your Instagram too. So
it's Red Couch with Burn. Red Couch with Burn.
There you
go. Red Couch with Burn.
And you can also see it in my stories and also see it on my page. I have his ad there. Make sure you follow him. Again, he has dope guests on his show, not just me. You know I'm the dopest if you ask me.
No, I love her personality. It's going to be some crazy shows dropping.
Yeah, there's something. So make sure you check him out, YouTube. Yeah.
Only ladies on my show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's a lady lover.
There's only ladies on my show. There's no guys.
We got Brooklyn GQ up in his mouth.
On my show. Okay? And I ask questions like this. Check
go
this
ahead.
Question, right? Here's a question right here. Here's
oh,
a question.
No.
that people say, oh, you always asking these crazy questions like this, right? Does it matter what a guy is wearing when he first says something to you? And does it matter about the shoes that he has on his feet?
Okay, you can't look homeless looking.
You can't look homeless looking?
You can't look homeless looking.
Okay.
Which means, you know, spilled things, ripped up
shoes. Can't have
shoes,
no spilled things on your shirt?
Spilled, like, on your shirt? You can't look homeless. We all know. Going to the subway station.
Okay, okay.
First and foremost. Otherwise, we're okay.
You said going to subway station.
Going to subway station. But no, I don't care about people's shoes. I'm not a brand.
So I could be wearing some K-Swiss.
You can be wearing some K-Swiss. As long as they clean and the rest of your outfit look nice.
Oh.
But I'll say hi to you. Why be clean? Wait, what's the question? To talk to them like go on a date?
Nah,
or just say hi,
general,
how are
like,
you?
No, not just say hi, how are you? Because you can say hi, how are you to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like.
What's the question?
Am I going to get past that step? Like, can I be a potential date? You know,
yes.
if my shoes.
It's about your personality and your approach, not about
okay.
your clothes.
Okay. All
not
right.
about your clothes. That's what it's about to me. All right.
So personality mm-hmm. and approach.
Personality and approach, and then you're gonna bury yourself, or you're gonna get to the next level.
You know what's crazy? The richest people are walking around with not holes in their shoes, but their sneakers are dirty, man.
They because they don't want.
I seen
don't
Bill
want
Gates
people.
Sneakers. I was like, bro. Like, mm-hmm. son, you want me to buy you a new pair?
There you go. There you go.
Bro?
So they don't wear brand stuff. They don't exploit it unless they're at an event where they have to be dressed
see,
like that.
But see, now, mm-hmm. there's some confusing things in there somewhere, because now when you actually get the dude, right, and you got him, a lot of women like their men with pedicures and manicures and all that. You like that? You like
mind.
When a dude gets his fingers done?
I don't mind, just, you know.
This ain't done right now.
Yeah, I don't mind. Saying. Just, like, don't put no nail polish on it. If you want to put nail polish and make it cool, I guess.
But now.
Because Pete wears nail polish, and I think it's cool on him, the black nail polish. Oh, my God. Okay. Kim, go, girl. Anyway.
Not me.
But I don't mind.
What about the clear one? Because some people,
mind.
When they do their nails.
I am not against men taking care of themselves and grooming themselves.
Okay.
And you can even shave down there, too, guys. Like.
Oh, yeah. What about that? Do you like shave or not shave?
I mean, don't be completely shaven. I need a man to be a man. But, you know, you can groom it up.
So what
it's like trimming the hedges.
So you saying that you don't like a dude completely skirt bald. Like,
I like men. I don't like little boys.
Okay.
So
you want to smell some funk every now and then. You
want
to put your hand right up under this
underarm,
girl.
I want to know their balls dropped already. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to figure it out.
She said, I want to know their balls dropped already. Put your goddamn head up under the smellies underarms,
exactly.
Girl. That's what she want. She want a real dude. Shout out to everybody that's just going in. Yo, that's so crazy. Let me ask you, right? Here's mm-hmm. another one of these questions, right?
Yes,
it's
yes.
a deep question. You know, we all grown folks up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the comments asked, and that somebody in the comment section is me, have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes.
Oh.
100%.
How do you do that? Okay, all right. That's
yeah.
just really demonstrated that.
To end it, because this shit needed
to
stop.
Know my name today. You feel what I'm saying? that was funny, right? No.
You're hilarious.
But seriously, but how did you do it? Like, what did you think the guy felt when you did that?
Well, I mean, most of the time, how do I answer this question? What do I think the guy felt? Because he didn't know. He didn't know that it was.
That's what you think.
That's what I know.
That's what you think.
That's what I know.
Because if you fake that shit, I'm gonna know that shit. Even though it ain't never happened to me. I would know.
I mean,
I would know.
There's times when you fake it just to get it off, just to get it over with, you know. And
because
that kinda,
because why? All right. So I guess my question is, why are you faking it?
Because sometimes, why are you fucking this long? Like,
oh, so that's
it's too much. It's like, come on, like now my vagina, you're beating it up too much. Like, can we have her live another day? Can we have her live another day?
Skinny niggas. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking doing tricks and shit, trying to jump off. Like, calm down. Okay, it's over.
All right, so now watch this, movie. Get some Chinese food, please. But then when he's not doing that, it's a problem.
Well, there is a healthy balance.
And when he's not, there's a healthy balance. Tell me more. How many times a week are you having, is it healthy?
When I'm in a relationship.
When you're in a relationship, how many times a week is it healthy to have sex? Or do you have sex? Or how many times do you have sex in a week?
When I'm in a relationship.
why we gotta say all that? Because
listen. That's how I'm starting my question.
Okay. Boom. We ain't gonna know the answer to that. But anyway.
I mean, 4 or 5 times a week. You know,
this
like
is my type of woman right here. I'm gonna let you know.
Because it depends. Like, you know, if you guys have been together for 20 years, then you know, I think you need to spice it up or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could still have sex 4 to 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things you could do if you really care about each other and really want to keep that sex alive. Because to me, sex keeps the relationship.
It's not the only thing.
It's that and others, but sex is important.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I was starting to think that a lot of women don't want to have sex all week because they're trying to preserve the cooch or something.
Well, yes, but see, that's
what
the
are
thing.
You preserving it for? Well, it snaps sex, back.
Because sex doesn't necessarily snaps back. Sex doesn't necessarily have to be intercourse. You know what I mean? It could be oral sex.
That's right.
You know, it could be finger sex. It could be in the, you know, driving to the motherfucking, you know, on a little road trip and having, touching your girl or helping your fellow along while he's driving. That's nasty. All sexual interactions that make
spit
it exciting.
Me in your mouth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other things to do besides beating up the vagina. Because, like, I don't know, but I need my vagina to stay tight and right. Okay? I'm not here for you to bang her out to the point where she start doing other things.
To where your clit look like a thumb.
Like, what's happening?
you ever seen a clit that look like a thumb?
My vagina still look like she a virgin. So.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Emoji prayer hands.
Hello.
Hopefully one day.
Hello. She is protected.
We can dream about seeing that. whatever. Yo, that's crazy though. It's so wrong to fake an orgasm. That's not right. Shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't.
That will
you shouldn't.
Hurt
someone's
feelings.
But guys have faked orgasms too. I've heard about this story, like, because I have a lot of guy friends, just friends, you know, in general.
If you're wearing a condom, yes, you can definitely fake.
You
an
can
orgasm.
Do it. Or one of my guy friends told me they spit in their hand, and like they were just kind of just over it, right? And they spit in your hand and like let it drip. Oh, and they pretend like they caught it, you know, while they're making all the extra noises. So
that's crazy, because I was thinking to myself, ain't no way, that spit ain't enough.
I told you,
spit ain't enough.
But see, I'm not sure. That was a story that could have just been a story. Just to be funny.
So this person here apparently has been trying to figure out what your sex life is about the whole time, and they're tired of hearing about my sex life. So I know if I scroll up a little bit, no, because I know they asked the question. It was like, "Yo, who are you dating?" Right? That's what they wanted to know.
Who am I dating?
First, right?
I am currently not officially dating anyone at the moment. That's my answer.
All right. What else you want to know? What else you want to know, bro? Because whoever this person is, they want to play with your booty.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying. In my boobies?
Look.
Boop, boop,
boop. Look. See? You just made the man. The man done dropped his goddamn phone in the toilet.
At least, has your balls dropped?
Your balls dry. He said, "Are you serious? This is what we talking about?" That's what he said. Yo, don't be mad, bro.
Oh man,
I'm trying to find out for you. I'm hooking you up. Look, see, now he said, "Good."
Now, holler.
So now you holler. Wow. Well, you know, now they love you, right? Listen, all right. Here's another one of these questions. You really want to know? See, this is the thing. I'm trying to get y'all to know these questions so we can know what the ladies is, what's on their mind, right? Ah. So you don't have to necessarily answer this question as it pertains to you, but you can answer this question in general. What do you think about it?
Okay, what's the question?
Sex during your period.
Ooh, Damn, how do I say this without sounding nasty?
Ketchup on a hot dog.
Listen. If you with your person and you guys like are together now with strangers, I'm not sure about that. Like if you're doing like one night stand type of things, I'm not sure. That's kinda that's kinda too intimate. But right, with your partner, with your person,
you've been with that
I know
person for
I
a
get
while.
Extra horny
when you got your period.
Oh my god. I'm like
Making my stomach turn four or five times a week.
Let's keep it going all day type shit is. But so I'm with it with your partner, not with just randos. Everybody. Yeah, okay. Not just with randos.
All right, this is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what?
I can't believe I just put that out there.
I would definitely say
Nate from Upstairs.
Yeah, Nate from that's he just man.
You are a gentleman, Nate. I love you for that.
Bubbles knows that I'm a gentleman.
Always.
Yeah, definitely.
No, he's know? So he Nate from Upstate, he literally likes every post of mine. Mm-hmm. He likes every story.
Oh, yeah,
he
word.
Shouts me up every day.
Word.
He's such a dope and amazing
All right,
supporter.
Nate from Upstate, this is a special shout out.
Nate from Upstate.
On the red couch with Burn. You're on the red couch with Burn. Nate from Upstate, you get the special shout out. I hope you recording this because you're going to be famous one day from this record.
He's Bubbles approved.
Bubbles
Love
approved.
Love him.
All right, Nate from Upstate, that's what's up. Thanks for tuning in.
Always.
We love you for tuning in, Nate. Yeah, man, we on the red couch with Burn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, last but not least,
one of
my favorite topics.
What is that?
And I got a slogan, folks. What do you think about when I say this? What? Toxicity is contagious.
Well, toxicity is fun, right? A little bit. It's very... It's like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's like thrilling and it brings all these emotions out. But it's like, fuck, if I fall off this motherfucking roller coaster, I'm dead, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what toxicity is to me. You know, it can be thrilling, it can be exciting, but it can be extremely dangerous to your mental, your spirit, and your physical being. Honestly, I've seen people do a whole 360 on their appearance, on their mental, based off some toxic relationships.
What about relationships with, you know, obviously a significant other? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people who have toxic relationships stay in relationships longer.
Because of all those feelings.
Don't you see that?
Because of all those feelings. Okay. Like people leave boring. Who wants, they leave boring jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They leave a boring hairstyle. You know, like people want excitement, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that is what it is. Also, when you are in a toxic relationship, it's fucking with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Once your mind is fucked with and manipulated and pinched and poked at, it's hard to get out of that relationship because now you only believe that that's the person for you or that's the person that will only understand you or whatever the hell they're telling you.
Interesting.
Or whatever the hell you're redetermining in your own mind. You know what I'm saying? Because toxicity is maybe planted by somebody but watered by you. You know what I mean? So.
This is interesting, folks. Y'all gotta know and y'all gotta stay away from them toxic ass people y'all be dealing with. But I did, the other day I heard these young girls talking. It was probably like 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, girl, oh my God. Oh, it's so toxic. I love it. I was like, oh, is that like a new thing? Like,
no, my mom was in a toxic relationship, and she ain't a new woman.
No, what I'm saying, like, is it a new thing to embrace the toxicity? That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, this whole world
who
is
does
toxic.
That?
The whole world is toxic. Oh, open to Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram is toxic, if you let it be. Again, it's exciting, and I mean, come on, like, have you ever had like a crazy bitch, and the sex be crazy, amazing, right? And then he's like, but I can't talk to this bitch anymore. She crazy. Right? Same thing with, damn, he got that toxic nigga dick, yo. Oh, my God. Woo! But I can't bring him home to my mama. You know what I'm saying? He can't come home. Like, nobody can know we together type thing.
That's
because
crazy.
This motherfucker insane. Or it's just not the right thing. But now if you get fucked up and you have a pregnancy and keep the shit by the toxic people, then you're kind of trapped in there forever.
Trapped.
That is a thing because most toxic people aren't really trying to work things out. You know what I mean?
Goddamn shame.
They're not trying to work things
this out. This is why I like having certain people on my show, because they make you think. You see how serious my face got? Because I'm sitting there like, this is some bullshit, man. Goddamn toxic ass fucking relationship. They make you think about all of the things that you've been through as a person.
Exactly. If you let it be in IG.
Right. If you let it be. Mm-hmm. Listen, you on the red couch with Burn. I need y'all to tune in every time we have a show. I want y'all to go add the Red Couch of Burn on Instagram. That's Instagram.com/RedCouchOfBurn or at Red Couch of Burn. I need y'all to go on Twitter, and I need y'all to add us on Twitter. That's Twitter.com/RedCouchBurn. Not Red Couch with Burn, but Red Couch Burn. Burn. Yeah. And also YouTube. All you got to do is just Google it, Red Couch of Burn. You can look at Javon Bubbles' last episode from the first season, because this is the second bright. Season second season, second year. Yes. Woo! Super rainbow bright. She looked very good. She's actually the thumbnail, me and her on the thumbnail to the reel to my video. I love Javon so much because her personality is so great. And I need y'all to go add Javon Bubbles on Instagram. That's Javon Javon underscore Bubbles
with an S,
right? And then she likes to say, it's Bubbles, bitch. Right? I need y'all to go add on Instagram. And I need y'all to also tap in, because she's throwing some dope showcases. And like, yeah, a lot of artists are really enjoying the atmosphere. And what else are you doing? What else you got going on?
Well, yeah, like I said, I have the Artist to Watch Showcase March 19th on Secaucus, New Jersey. I'm also doing the Come Up Showcase March 12th in Teaneck, New Jersey.
I want to get in there for free.
You should come. You should come through. DM me. I got you. And I'll just DM me, Javon underscore Bubbles, to get all the information. If you have artists that want to perform, again, we have a showcase every month. Mm-hmm. So if they can't perform at this one, they will be able to perform at the next future ones. Also, I have some new music coming out, working with some new people, and a new project, and all of these things that I will keep you abreast of. Can't really talk about things until they are solid. You guys get it.
She
love you very much.
Solid.
Hope, you know. So, but I love being on the show. Word. Thanks for having me again.
I wish she was like a regular guest.
We can make that happen.
We'll say this live. She should be a regular guest every day in my house. I cook for her. I clean all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Rub her feet whenever her feet hurt. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never all that on camera, chill.
And he did all like the low mumble.
You feel me? Billy D. Williams voice. Ooh. Out this motherfucker. 107.5. You on the Red Couch of Burn. I want to thank you, Bubbles, for coming out. I appreciate you a whole lot. I love your personality.
Love you too.
Thank you for your fans. Thank you for your fans, for introducing me to your fans. We got all the cameras around. We got everything going around. Say bye to everybody.
Bye.
See you later. Oh, I remember. Somebody said, I remember her on your precious show, and she's pretty cool. Oh, aww. So that's the last person.
Oops.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
They You're said they the remember. Best.
Who was that? Chief from Nuts. Yes, always cooking Bubbles. I love you. DJ Chuck Murdoch in the motherfucking building. Yeah, toxic relationships are a waste of time.
I gotta find
But it. I will be posting this on